looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is Friday and we are feeling good. Hopefully you had a fabulous 4th of July. I know many of us did. And when it comes to making you feel great, ladies, we have the man in studio. I'm super happy to have my personal trainer, Hans. Of course, you are great at what you do from Pinnacle. How are you, my man?
Good, Krista. How's your summer going?
It is good. It's been really, really busy, but it's fun. Gia, my 9-year-old, she's getting ready to go to horse camp on Sunday.
Fun.
So we've been working hard getting her all, you know, getting the bags packed, make sure she has everything.
Has she done that before?
She did. She did it last year.
So that's like her, that's summer for her is horse camp.
Horse camp and then swimming and just having fun. So
that's
yeah.
That's so great. You know, summer is like here. I mean, obviously it's 4th of July weekend, right?
Right.
And you know, we're here working and that feels good. But my gosh, it was last week as June was getting over. I'm like, wow, really? June is done? Like, it felt like June was just starting. Do you agree?
Yes, my man. Very much so.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, we still have to figure out ways to leverage our summer. I mean, summer's here. Summer's upon us. I'm having a blast. I'm getting outdoors as much as I can. And it's kind of cliche to talk about the weather, right?
Right.
But we have to leverage the summer. You know, fall's going to be here in a little bit. Kids will be back in school. And that's, to me as a trainer, that's often when we just start saying, hey, now's me time. I'm going to start getting myself back in shape. That's some of the rhythms that I see as a trainer. I think it'd be a good opportunity for us to talk about how do we leverage the summer? You know, workouts, outdoor grilling, things like that. So,
well, it's true because I think for myself, I'm just starting now to grab my shorts.
Yeah.
Grabbing my bikini. So now I'm feeling, okay, I got to get in shape.
And you are.
But I am.
And tell me about your running. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, so one of the things that I want to talk about today is what can we do outside? Because, you know, in the fall, in the winter, treadmills, elliptical, if you wait till then to get your workouts in, it's going to be harder to get going. But outdoor running, which you've been doing, tell me how that's been going.
Dude, I am loving it so much. You know, you're a huge runner, and then Tracy started running. I'm like, oh, you want to hang out? And so I went running with her, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Of course, she did not leave me behind. She was a good partner.
That's a great training partner.
It is really good, and it actually, it's very relaxing.
Really?
When you have your headphones on, you're listening to music.
Yes.
It was very relaxing for me. And, you know, I live out in Maslemania, so I'm around all the country. So it was really, really nice. So I'm enjoying it thoroughly, actually.
And that's one of the benefits is that, and I'm surprised to hear you say that, because for first-time runners, it can be actually kind of taxing, right? Because it's a lot of pounding, and I don't know how fast you're going, and it doesn't matter how fast you are. But when you can just move out in the air and you know you're running on your own, you're not on a treadmill, you're not staring at a screen, and you know, the pounding can kind of hurt initially.
Oh yeah, I felt it, believe me. Oh my gosh.
But then you get over that little hump and all of a sudden you get to this plateau of like, hey, I can do this. And it's not a long run, you're only running a couple miles, but the air is cleaner. The sun is out typically. And so good.
Right.
I'm glad that's going well for you.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I've been still dealing with some jacked up issues with my body. So that's why I thought, you know what, I'll try the running right now since I can't really do the arm stuff right now that I love.
There's two things going on there. You said, hey, you know, Trace was saying, hey, do you want to come hang out? So I'm a runner and I'm trying to get you to run. Tracy's a runner and she gets you to run. So, you know, it's who you surround yourself with, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That was at least part of it. So anyway, I just love the outdoor workouts. I just challenge so many people that I run into say, I'm not a runner. Well, I'm not necessarily trying to make you a runner, but what I do know is that running is one of the best ways to get in shape. I don't care how fast you go. I don't care how many miles you go. But if you do what's called the Jeff Galloway run-walk method, so you know, you jog for like, let's say 2 minutes, and then you walk for a minute, and then you jog for another 2 minutes, and then walk a minute. You do those intervals, you could become a runner much faster than you think.
So when you're talking about running too, just in general, does that help with, I mean, it helps with like weight loss. Does it help with like muscle tone?
What are the benefits? It won't necessarily help with muscle tone. It's really for cardiovascular training. It's for getting your heart rate in shape. Are you going to get big and strong doing it? No. But especially for women as they get older, that pounding that I say, that jostling of the body is good for the bones, right? And you know, bone density becomes a real big thing, especially for the females. So I think the number one thing to do there is strength training for that bone density issue.
Yeah.
But running is single-handedly, in my opinion, the best way to get yourself in shape. So that's why I like to do running. Make that a cardiovascular workout. Save the strength training for later. The strength training is going to be this fall. I mean, granted, if you have it in you, strength training now, it's always a good time. I've been saying it for years now. The number one thing, something women are not doing, is strength training. So that's the number one thing to add. But let's save that for the fall. In the summer, get yourself outdoors. Get yourself on the road, find a comfortable neighborhood and get some runs in.
I love that you were mentioning to me as you were enjoying your time with your family that you went paddleboarding.
So I love paddleboarding. I was on vacation a couple weeks ago now, and my daughter and I went out on this paddleboard, and it was really meant to be just a paddle. We were going to paddle out. We were going to come back. It was chill. And one of us just said, we should jump off. We were in the middle of the lake. It's a really small lake up there in the north woods of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so we jumped off, and we jumped off together. And when we jumped off, guess what happened to the paddleboard?
Did it flip?
It didn't flip, but it went flying the other direction. Because when you're in the water and you jump one way, the paddleboard goes the other way. So we both pop up. The paddleboard's 30 feet away. And we're like, look at each other. Swim, swim. There was no emergency. We were all fine.
You're fine.
But it became a jump and swim adventure for about 40 minutes. And so paddleboarding is just a fun, fun way to get a workout. Here in Madison, you can rent from a couple places. In Madison, just Google paddleboards. That's a great workout. As you were saying earlier, it's great for the core, and it's just good to get on the lake.
Well, and you're also, pro swimming. Like swimming, you've talked to me too. Mm-hmm. Seriously, if you've been injured, there are other alternatives to, getting into shape. And I know you mentioned that to me at one time.
I love biking and I love running, but as I get into triathlon, I feel, and as I work with older people, the pool is one of the best places for fitness. And so, yes, I love swimming for the workout component, but some people like it for the therapy of it too. So, if running isn't your thing, if I'm not selling you hard on run, check out your local pool, or if you can, get out into the open water. Make sure you know how to swim and do all the safety things, that way. But swimming is a great way for cardiovascular benefits. And one of the things I'm working on, Krista, I'm wearing my Devil's Lake. I don't know if you can see it over there. I'm wearing my Devil's Lake triathlon t-shirt. I am just loving the idea of triathlon. Not necessarily to compete, but, I have this idea that I'm working on where if your workout in a week consisted of this, one workout of a small run, one workout where you get on your bike for 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, and one workout where you jump in the pool, or better yet, jump in the lake.
Woohoo!
That's a great workout week. It's a multi-sport. It's triathlon approach to you're well-balanced. Mm-hmm. You're not overdoing any one thing. And you're setting yourself up to be, to handle, really good various efforts of cardiovascular stuff. So maybe I'm a good swimmer, but not so good on the road.
Right.
And then you can kind of do a little bit of a balancing act. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I love swimming.
I love this. So, going on your bike, running, going to the pool, going to the lake, all these things are fabulous. But, of course, we need to have good nutrition in order to be active.
I love summer for one reason, and one reason is primarily the grill. I don't know about you, and I know a lot of our listeners are females, and I don't know if they grill or if I still do the grill just like my man does. I don't know how the ladies.
I leave that to Travis.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do anything on the grill?
No.
I've got a challenge for you then. Your challenge, Krista, because this is how trainers work.
Okay.
Your challenge this summer is to find one thing that you do well on the grill. Now, it might be something that, do you ever cook in the house?
All the time.
Okay, so I want you to find something that you do in the house and say, Travis, I want to do this meal on the grill. One, it's going to give Travis a day off. You're welcome, Travis.
That's right.
And two, it's just, it's a very fun way. I mean, do you have a gas grill or charcoal?
Both.
You have both. So, the gas grill is so great. You turn that thing on and challenge yourself to try something new on the grill. Vegetables this time of year are fantastic.
Yum.
Chicken, get chicken every time you go to the store. Get salmon every time you go to the store. Have it in the fridge, put it on the grill, and challenge yourself to try some new recipes. It's so fun to cook on the grill. For one, it's social, right? You can get out there and you can find other neighbors to come over and be socializing with them. One of my favorite things to do is go to the farmer's market, get fresh produce.
Oh, for sure.
Get that chicken, put it on the grill, and there's your summer eating.
Oh my gosh. Hans, you are the best. I kid you not. We have ran out of time already.
I get it.
It's crazy. It goes by very, very fast. We are on Facebook Live. And again, Hans, he is the man for you to go to when you want to get in shape. And we we have our own Facebook group. It's Hans Fit and Fabulous. Join us. I mean, become our group, our friends.
Jump in on the Facebook group. Any questions or recipes or, you know, outdoor workouts? How are you adjusting your summer workout for the fall, right? Get ready for the fall. Get ready for the winter. What are you doing in the summer to leverage outdoor grilling, outdoor workouts? Let me know if you have questions.
Yeah.
Facebook, Fit and Fabulous Facebook group.
And then you're also on Instagram.
Instagram's the best place to get a hold of me. It's at Hans Schiefelbein. I know that's long, but find me on Fit and Fabulous, and then you'll find me from there.
We'll put it up on our page. So once again, it's all about feeling good and looking good this summer with my personal trainer, Hans. You can have questions and answers for free with Hans on our Facebook group. So please join. And then, of course, watch all the fabulous videos that he does each and every day on his Instagram. Hans, thank you so much, my man.
Thanks, Krista. Have a great summer.
There you have it. It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.